If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Simple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
You're trying to find the perfect place for Father's Day brunch. There's only one place.
Could we drive there?
You could drive there. Just down Highway 6 in Ashland. Ruhlman Steakhouse.
Would 10 you go through Greenwood?
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You'd go through Greenwood. You'd see Baker's Candies on the right. Yes. You'd see Yoder's or the Amish Furniture Store over there. Yoder's, is that right?
Yeah.
On the right. And then you get to Ashland eventually.
What a name. Yoder's. What's the golf course you also drive by, Jake?
Ashland Golf Club is what that's called.
Looks very nice.
Now that's a flat course. You talk about Niobrara, that thing is super flat.
So let me ask you this. Could you go there and then go to Ruhlman's?
If you had an early tea time, I would say for that,
Or vice versa. Switch it up.
You play golf. Yeah. Go to Ruhlman's, then eat.
I don't know. I think when you're done with Ruhlman's on Father's Day, I think you just want to go home and take a nap. I think it is. This can be kind of a comatose situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where you'd want to be doing. Yes. Do they still have walleye?
They still have walleye.
What else do they have?
Scallops. They have
a sirloin
Chilean
for Steve.
Chilean sea bass. Sirloin for you. Filet mignon. They also have New York strip. They've got some wood-fired chicken also, which is very popular there.
Really? Aged meats. How about the size of the cooler? The size of the cooler with aged meat.
You stepped in there.
I've never actually stepped inside the cooler. That'd be odd.
You saw the
Canilli beef. It's shipped down from Hyannis.
Which
the beef
you've been
is
to
shipped
Hyannis.
Down from Hyannis, which I've been there. And the town's built on a hill, which
That's
is
right.
which just is amazing.
The side of a hill.
Side of a hill.
Like Greece.
Yes. Yes.
That's your first
I felt like I was in Greece when I was there at Hyannis. Philman.
If you want to reserve a table.
How do you do it?
Call Phil at 402-780-8887.
Real quick. Phil, I know you're probably listening. Would you be a hole sponsor at Jim Egger for the golf tournament?
What tournament?
Whenever
we get lined up.
Phil, do you have any interest in being a hole sponsor?
We're going to have a tournament. Are you? I think we're going to have a tournament.
Yes, we'll have food trucks. Can we have food trucks, Jake?
I don't know.
Jake's getting nervous.
I'm early. I don't know. Talk to Jim Egger.
I don't know.
Is going to be determined?
We've already talked to employees today, this morning, from the site. There'll be food trucks.
Celebrity golfer like Craig
Stadler.
Of all the people,
will Craig Stadler be there?
The Walrus.
He's playing a par 3 course in Lincoln.
He came for the breaker.
The Walrus.
He came for the breaker invitational.
How about?
That'd be hilarious.
I bet we get Calcavecchia.
he'd come back.
He's from Laurel.
He's from Laurel. Come
we'll
on,
get
Cal.
Calcavecchia.
He's still playing.
Yeah, I'll send a
text to
Calcavecchia and Stadler.
Yes,
it's over.
That would be incredible.
Jim Nance would probably show up.
We'd invite him. Come on, Jim. Get in the tower.
Jim Nance.
Stadler and Calcavecchia would freak
me out. Would Danny
Nee
come back? Would Danny Nee come back?
I don't know. Maybe.
Most incredible par 3 tournament ever. The history of mankind.
All right.
Ruhlman Steakhouse. Okay.
There's going to be 400 people on the course.
You were a sip at the camp. So you were at the camp Friday night, also at a camp Sunday. You're in the stadium, mm-hmm. correct? Both times?
Both times, yes.
And you saw the new field surface. Now, this has been a big topic of conversation.
It hasn't.
The end zones are red now.
Uh-huh.
The field, the something's, the field looks different in general.
Yeah, I felt bad because a lot of people were asking me about it, and you know.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm not that pleasant all the time, as you guys know. And I'd be like, why are you asking me about the field? It's a field. Then I saw it. Okay, I get it. It's pretty cool. It looks pretty cool. It does. They have red, bright red end zones. The field looks great. I think it will. I don't know. There's just a lot of things in the world I don't pay attention to that closely, like how a field pops on TV. But I think this one will look pretty good.
That's good.
You know? It looks
so
good.
It excites you. It's not, you don't think it's dorky to be excited by the field?
I was more excited when I saw. I mean, I don't know. The question is, do you get excited? Should you get excited about the surface of a field? Yeah. And I wrestle with that. I don't think you should, but
what do rules say about the field?
He hasn't said much about it. Except it's the thing they're saying is a faster track. You can tell. Bill, I just know Bill's going to hammer me. You can tell by walking on it. It's a
faster
track.
Right. Thanks, dude.
You do compression tests on the field.
Okay.
To see how it's settled and all the things that go with it.
And
with
if it doesn't compress much.
There's a certain way you can. The field is tested. You don't just throw it down. There has to be some, whatever levels that it has to be at for safety and different things to have. Set up. So there is a compression test that goes with it. But what happened with for a while there was we were going to grass.
That's going to come later after all of the, like the construction is more down the line. I'm hearing 2029. Does that make sense?
What are we in here right now?
Going to 2025.
That's a little bit of a short season. That's kind of short for field turf. I think it's more in that 8 to 9 year time.
It's going to be short. This stuff's not going to be down for long.
Gotcha.
I don't think the last batch was down for very long. And this is not field turf. It's synthetic turf. It's not the brand field turf. They went away from that. This is a new form of artificial surface.
So there's no rubber sand pellets in it?
There's still rubber sand
so
pellets.
So it's the same thing, really.
Yeah, it's just not called...
You have two kinds of root beer, and type of deal.
Right,
okay.
That type of deal, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. It looked pretty cool to me.
For those who have seen that, Corey chimed it back in. Corey's with us. He says, the field right now looks way better. Dannon was right about needing more red, and what was dorky was the alternating green every 10 yards. That was dorky. Just Corey.
Corey, I don't know. When it first happened.
I kind of liked it.
Yeah,
I'm going to push back a little bit on that.
It stood out.
I kind of liked it.
We're pushing back.
Doesn't Oregon do that as well? Who else does that?
I don't know.
Someone else.
If done right, it looks really good.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think when Nebraska first did it and the field wasn't worn, I thought it was really cool. I think that might have been a Trev Alberts idea. I don't know that. I can't remember exactly who did it. But that it was I liked it.
I would stick with that. Now, probably with the new red end zone and that, probably would have pushed away from it a little bit. But I liked it. No, there's no doubt that I liked it.
The red end zones definitely pop. They do. There it's bright red and it does look cool. And I guess it does look cool. That's what I'm going with.
Not dorky.
No.
It's cool.
I was kind of like, when people were asking, I don't know. It's just a field, but it does look pretty good. Is there anything cooler than the checkers in Tennessee's end zones?
No. Not really. And they kind of own that one. That's pretty good like that.
I can't think of anything.
I know for the middle of the field like that, I know that LSU always usually gets wins for number one. She says the eye of the tiger. Just a big tiger eye in the middle of the field. That's pretty cool.
Ooh.
But that doesn't involve end zone. That's just a simple middle.
And I'm going to tell you something. I've never noticed the eye of the tiger. I haven't. A lot of that stuff escapes me. But I do like, I mean, I do pay attention to stadiums. And I pay attention to the look of stadiums a little bit. And I don't know, Nebraska's, I think the whole world's enhanced over there by those red end zones.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those with the best way I could put it. If you took out any letters and you just said, okay, you just showed a red end zone and you showed it to people all across the country, you'd be like, what team is this? Without Nebraska or Huskers written on it, they'd be like, they really wouldn't know. You show them the orange and white checkered, they know immediately. That's how you differentiate.
Right. I know. It looks cool. It looks super cool.
But I'm the same way though, like, okay, Georgia's field, I don't even know. Don't know.
Just really the hedges. You know the hedges.
The hedges are awesome.
Right.
Field, you really don't know. Alabama,
no.
Really don't know.
Alabama's never, that big stadium's never done much for me.
When I see the field, you go, I know that field. I know the field. I like the fact that now I can't figure out where a couple other teams have got the Boise State theme, because that was kind of grandfathered in, because everybody kind of stopped for a while. It's like, hey, we're not doing this. We're going to have our fields are going to be like grass.
I got to ask you a question. Yep. This is not a loaded question. What do you think of Coastal Carolina's field?
It's the teal green, and I'm not sure how they pulled that off either. I don't know how they got that through there, because I thought it was grandfathered in with that Boise's the only one because that's happened. Like, everybody wanted to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, we're not doing that. Don't care for it. At all.
It's a weird look.
Don't care for it. I'm not a big fan. The Boise field, I don't like on TV at all. I do like it when you play on it. Now, I've only won there once. And
wait a second. Who were you with when you won there?
We won the Potato Bowl.
With
Utah State. So, had some really good games there. Oh, take it back. Check that. Won twice. When I was at Northern Arizona, we went to Boise State and beat
and
them.
Won.
And won. Won. Yeah. Went there. Yes.
I don't mind the blue because it's novel. Coastal Carolina, it's not novel because Boise State already did it. And I think Coastal Carolina, it looks like it looks cheap.
Hokey.
Yeah, looks cheap.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I agree with it.
I'm sorry, Tim Beck. I like you. You did a good job here.
Your field.
You ran a diamond formation. It was super cool. But your field sucks.
Yeah. Sorry, Tim. When we come back, Bills, Thrills, and Song of the Day. Next, an early break in the ticket.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.